This is Maria, the music correspondent of It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman, and I have with me Carrie Fussell of Calliope Musicals. They are a psych pop act out of Austin, Texas, considered by NPR to be a perennial South by Southwest favorite, and their live shows hold an enigmatic Technicolor energy that is unmatched. They're coming off of their brand new EP, Between Us, out earlier this year in April, and tonight at the Blackbird on Pearl in Tulsa. They will be playing at 11, right?
Yeah. Our friends Helen Kelter Skelter, they're from Oklahoma City. They're going to be playing at 10. And then our local buds and Petty Fox are going to be opening up the show at 9.
And you guys better be there.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I honestly, last time we came to Tulsa, we brought our friends Pearl Earl, and they absolutely like blew the roof off the place, and we had such a fun show. And yeah, this time it's fun to be bringing some more friends from the road, and it's going to be definitely kind of a one of a kind show. Helen Kelter Skelter is wild. So, and we just had our tour kickoff last night in Austin, and it was totally insane and fun.
Speaking of tour, what are you most excited about kicking off this tour yesterday?
I mean, really just getting to play shows. You know, it's obviously been like, we were pretty consistently on the road. I would say, you know, for like probably 3 months out of the year, we'd be on a tour. So just getting to like see so many friends that we haven't seen, bands that we haven't played with in so long, and just like kind of like regaining our sense of community across the country, which feels really good. Just like to be playing music again is pretty magical.
Is there anything about the road that you're not looking forward to?
Well, we just had our first, we have kind of a long drive today. So we had our first meal stop, which was at a gas station. And I'm currently eating like cheese cubes and Ritz crackers. Being a vegetarian on the road is pretty hit or miss. So that may be like having to, kind of eat garbage food is maybe the thing I'm not most looking forward to.
Are there any restaurants that you see that are kind of ubiquitous around the nation that when you see it, you're like, yes, that's my go-to?
Oh my God, this is embarrassing. So don't judge me, but it's 1000% Taco Bell.
You know, every vegetarian I know, that's the go-to.
Yeah. It's pretty much the only fast food place where you can really eat well as a vegetarian. So yeah, I see Taco Bell and I'm just like, I gotta trick everyone into stopping at Taco Bell right now.
So other than your show last night in Austin, have you guys been playing live shows regularly, or is this tour kind of like your first big welcome back?
We actually threw a show at our house, like right when the first kind of like group of people had been vaccinated. We put together a show on our back deck and just invited our like, you know, friends and close fans, and just asked that everybody be vaccinated. So it was really early. It was, I think, in May, and it was an outdoor show, and it ended up just like being really emotional and fun. And then we did an art party in June, and then a insane fun show at Hotel Vegas, which is a local pub in Austin. And then we actually were in Oklahoma City a couple of weeks ago, and we did a little run in OKC and Denton. So I think this is like our sixth show back in 2 years. So not too many shows in the grand scheme of it. It's very weird to go from playing like, you know, over 100 shows, like sometimes 200 shows a year, to just being like, oh, we didn't do that at all for so long.
Yeah. And is there a certain specifications when you guys are taking gigs, or are you just kind of taking them as they come to you?
I mean, we're definitely trying to focus on people being willing to wear masks and get vaccinated. And I think it's really kind of unfortunate. I feel like the buck is really getting passed to artists to set safety standards. That's a lot of pressure for people that really like don't even, I bought tickets for St. Vincent today, and it's obviously like a huge venue. And it's like the artist is requesting that everyone needs to be like vaccinated or have a negative test within 72 hours. And I don't know, I guess I just wish, like, I wish venues were taking a bit more responsibility for the space. I mean, tonight it's really cool. Blackbird is like only doing shows for vaccinated folks or negative COVID tests. And I think that's really, it like is such a relief to us, because then we don't have this like sense of responsibility, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, I'm a musician. I'm not a scientist. Like, surely there's someone better equipped than me to make this call.
Yeah, yeah, it has been, I'm sure it's been a long, difficult road trying to navigate a pandemic while also being a performer.
Yeah, yeah, and we love it, and we missed it so much. I mean, we did do a drive-in show in Austin back in November. It was fun, but also, you know, like, people are just, like, honking at you from their car. It felt very post-apocalyptic. Like, oh, this feels like near future dystopia, like right now, actually, not near future, like the present day.
Present day dystopia, if you will.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. That should be a record title. Present day dystopia. That's great.
All right. I trademarked that one.
Yeah. I'll make sure you get royalties if we run with that.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you guys just released a new EP back in April called Between Us. When did the tracks for that start coming together? Was this a quarantine project, or have you been cooking this up for a while?
So, actually, most of the EP was recorded, like, at the same time as Color Sweat, our last full-length record. And we had, like, planned to release them as an EP, like, sooner than we actually ended up doing it, but everything hit and it felt so like such an insane time to try to crowd the communication space, you know? So we just ended up like holding off on it and waiting. We recorded a lot of this in like 2019, which is wild. Feels like a lifetime ago. Yeah, but it was exciting to have something that we could release that was new to everybody. And honestly, we've kind of like forgotten about it in a lot of ways. I remember the first time I kind of suggested like, oh, we should release these songs. I just like opened up my Dropbox to look for something and found the folder and was just like, oh, I love these songs. Like, we should put these out. And it was like very shortly thereafter that we just like got everything put together and set it out and filmed a ridiculous music video, you know, all the fun record stuff, but just in a different, totally different quarantine environment.
Mm-hmm. Since that came out, well, since that was made a while ago, have you guys come up with any new stuff since then?
Yes. In fact, our show tonight we're probably doing 60 to 75% new material for our shows on this tour, which is so exciting. And our record is, we've recorded the whole thing. We're just doing mixing and finalizing the mixes and doing some like nuanced tracking here and there. But we have an entire album that is like going to be probably ready for us to, we'll probably release it in February, March 2022.
That's good news.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. We have not self-recorded probably since 2013 or something. And this was just because of COVID and the anxiety around like going into the studio. And we kind of wanted to avoid like the studio experience feeling just like really restrictive and being worried about COVID. So, I mean, three of us live together. And so it was just a matter of like our bass player like quarantining and us being safe and getting tested. And then we would go out to we have a family lake house, and we just like took all of our gear out there and set up and recorded ourselves. And it felt good to be able to not feel so powerless. You know, I felt really grateful that we had the capability to do that. And, you know, we were in a good headspace where that made sense and wasn't too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And since it had been a while since you guys recorded yourselves, is there any sort of learning curve or challenges you guys had to overcome?
I mean, so the record is getting mixed by other folks, and there are some songs that we've been mixing ourselves. And I think that process is really tedious. And, you know, when you're doing it, when you hire someone to mix, you're kind of like handing it off to them and they're making most of the decisions. And then you're kind of like having tweaks here and there that are like more like focused on certain aspects. So just looking at a song and going, all right, let's start mixing this, feels like pretty overwhelming. But our bass player, Ryan's been, he's like experienced in mixing and engineering. So I don't think we really could have done it without him. Like, I have really limited knowledge of recording engineering, although I really learned a lot during this whole process, just shadowing him and kind of looking at what he's doing and trying to copy that and emulate that, but also like kind of following my intuition at the same time. So I think because we had so much time, it didn't feel stressful. You know, we did like 3 10-day sessions, and then we also have been working on it. Just that was for the tracking. We've been doing work on it out since we got home and stuff, and that, so I think the time constraint being so loose really made it less stressful.
Yeah, totally. Earlier you mentioned when the pandemic was sort of kicking off, the anxiety that comes with that, especially trying to get in a studio with people that you don't know where they've been and things like that.
Right.
How were you escaping the anxiety? Was there anything that you were doing to just kind of put you in the headspace for writing?
The album is really mostly like, I kind of realized all these songs are about specific moments in my like childhood and growing up. And I've been spending a lot of time really looking at, you know, you get in kind of a dark headspace, and we are so busy touring and before the pandemic that I didn't really feel like I had adequate time to really devote to like personal growth and healing. And so I think when things slowed down for me, it was like when I wasn't able to go anywhere or do anything, it kind of was like, and I don't have kids, and I don't know, like my life felt relatively, it was like a weird calmness, even though like obviously little things like going to the grocery store were just like the most insane experience ever. But like when I was at home, it was just like, okay, well, I can't go anywhere and no one is doing anything right now. So it's not like I have emails I need to send or like anything to really distract me. So it really like faced me with myself pretty intensely. And I think that really was what got me into the space of writing and wanting to record. I mean, really, like we did when South By got canceled, I think like that was kind of the first moment where everyone was like, oh, this is serious. Like, this is no joke. They canceled South By Southwest. That's like Austin's biggest business week of the whole year. So for them to cancel that is just like really jarring. And we were together as a band anyway, because we had all this time off because we were supposed to play 13 shows that week. And so we had all this time, and just like, well, instead of practicing and like the times where we were going to go be playing shows, we'll just, you know, write and record instead. So I don't know. I think if that time period and my lack of like dependence, not having anyone that I was responsible to care for, really is what enabled me to get into a creative space.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you so much for Zooming with me today and talking about everything.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us. This is kind of my first time talking about our new record, and that was very exciting.
It's exciting to hear about, and I can't wait for tonight.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You're going to be there?
Yes, I'm going to be there. Front row.
Sweet. Oh, I love it. Oh, thanks, Maria.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.